Headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Hannah and PJ with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a greyhound breeding facility will be built in Ipswich near the Queue, the state government's greyhound racing track, set to open next year. The council received 6,200 submissions from concerned animal welfare groups, as well as letters from Ipswich residents concerned over the potential sound pollution and environmental effect on koalas that the facility's placement may create. The Ipswich City Council has tentatively approached the project and released a statement saying that all concerns in the letters submitted by apprehensive parties have been addressed.
The Miles government has revealed plans to invest in clean energy infrastructure and training if re-elected in a media release yesterday. The program would support the construction of a $15 million specialist plumbing, fire and air conditioning and mechanical training facility in Townsville, with workers supporting Queensland's exploration of climate-friendly energy solutions, including renewable hydrogen. Minister for Resources and Critical Minerals, Scott Stewart, calls the initiative a golden opportunity to grow employment in Townsville. If approved, the new centre would join six others across the East Coast, including a facility in Beenleigh.
In national news, a Year 12 student from Narra Court Agricultural High School in eastern South Australia has successfully advocated for a change in her school's grading system. Accounting for the practical nature of agricultural studies at her school, student Natasha Moore wrote a letter to the New South Wales Premier and the Prime Minister proposing a more holistic approach to grading work. In response, Moore received a $10,000 scholarship to pursue her idea and met with the South Australian Premier and the Prime Minister in Parliament to discuss the topic of South Australian schooling as well as her own future in agriculture.
Commonwealth Bank has shared plans to continue cost of living relief for customers as part of today's yearly performance report. Following a year of strong returns, which saw a profit of nearly $10 billion, CommBank have committed to supporting the Australian economy, including providing $2,000 in interest-free credit to more than 6 million eligible customers. CEO Matt Common says the financial leader has been proactive in providing relief to affected customers struggling to meet rising financial stresses.
In international news, an outbreak of the deadly Mpox disease in Africa is a public health emergency that warrants international concern, according to an announcement from the World Health Organization this morning. Mpox, formerly known as monkeypox, is a viral disease which can cause flu-like symptoms as well as blistering spots and rashes. The Democratic Republic of Congo is being hit hardest by the disease, with over 14,000 cases reported this year, already matching the total number of cases for 2023, as well as 511 deaths. WHO Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus says the spread of the new variant and its detection in DRC's neighbouring countries where cases had not previously been recorded is of particular concern.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a few showers. It's currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The UV index is predicted to reach 6 today, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au/news.